Because the God is supposed to be the one getting money. But because the company has been doing that for a very long time, there was no answer. So it is me now. I'm telling you that the fight did not finish. In the next coming week, I'm going to present all the documents and what they used to do. And I've already calculated my thing. They wanted themselves to be cheated, or they leave the company they are going to leave. One guard I put it to be $15.73. I'm going to present it to the parliament, and the parliament are going to pass it. So after doing the deduction now from $15, with the deduction of the government, maybe you will remain with something to do. If in a month which is going to come, maybe a guard is going to get 500 and something. So I'm confident I will present it nicely to the Parliament of the Republic of South Sudan, and they are going to approve it, because I've already mobilized and I've done the copies. I've given them to them to do the study, so that when they come, they should not ask what is this and what is this. And I told them, if you people are going to be bribed by the company and laid down the people of South Sudan, I will raise up my hand and I will say, people of South Sudan, the people which led you down are there, not me. Like what the minister have laid them down. So it is now going to be a point. So I want to know that, I want to tell you that my people don't lose hope. In the coming week, I'm going to take another fight in the parliament. And it is going to be live. So if anybody wanted to see me in that day, you go near the TV and I will present it live. So now this is a press release which I did. I said, the press release aiming to inform the general public and the employee of WS Insight Limited that we have reached an amicable solution after a long protracted discussion about the employment issues related to our South Sudan national working for the company. That after my consultation with the national government, we have jointly agreed with the company that it is in the best of the interests of our nationals that they are paid in USD. I've paid it so that you get the USD, and we have agreed. The government have already agreed, and they said that is a good fight. My main goal was to empower our citizen employed by the Inside Security Limited to enhance and decent salary to put on the table for their family and to educate their children who are in foundations, bed, dock of our young republic. As a deputy mayor, have agreed with Insight to pay the salary in US dollars starting from October 2019. And I fight for you. Together we have achieved what you always wanted in a summary. This includes payment of our October salary and subsequently salary for all staff in USD. The company is here legally obliged to make a certain deduction from the employee payment. This based on the Employment and Labor Act at the time the contract are issued. At the time of the contract, this deduction include personal income tax, PIT of 15%, and the employer contribution to the National Social Insurance Fund, NSIF, of 8%. Seeing all the matters of payment in USD are now being resolved, all the contract can now be signed.